Welcome back to the Nuance of Nymph podcast, where we dig deep into all things manifestation, self-concept, feminine energy, and so much more. Today, we are going to be talking about how to become more beautiful solely through your energy, what it truly means to be beautiful, and how to step into the most gorgeous version of yourself. When we talk about glowing up, we usually go straight to the makeup, the wardrobe changes, the hairstyle changes, and all those things may be necessary, but it all starts with changing your internal world. Because remember, reality is only an expression of the unseen. It's only a reflection of energy, and the same thing goes for our physical appearances. Remember, this is Nuance of Nymph. We don't just talk about surface level stuff. We talk about all the things that people really don't talk about. This is where I share all of the nuances that I have learned in my last 2 decades of living. And it's all to help you become the most actualized, most radiant, most aligned version of you that you can possibly be. Let's get into today's episode. Tell me what you're doing while you're listening to this podcast in the comments. I am on my hot girl walk, but I'm doing it inside because it's hot as fuck outside. The question, how do I become more beautiful, is fascinating because it poses so many more questions in and of itself. It sounds so simple, but it is not. Because beauty is not a single image. There's no one track, do this, do that, in order to become more beautiful. Because it's all about your energy. So first of all, we have to ask, what is beauty? Because we can't understand how to become more beautiful when we really don't even understand what it is. Beauty, what it truly is alignment with our highest selves. All beauty really is alignment and living day in and day out in our deepest flow. And this probably isn't what you were expecting to hear. But think about this. We say nature is beautiful, right? We say the trees, the flowers, the water, the oceans. We say it's all beautiful. It's one of the highest expressions of beauty that we can observe, and that's when it's flourishing, when everything's nice and green, nice and nourished. It's the highest expression of beauty that we have access to. And why is this? Because nature is aligned by definition. So again, beauty is not just a single image. It's not just about Eurocentric standards. It's not just one body type. It comes in so many different forms, just like the beauty of nature comes in so many different forms. We have the oceans, the sunsets, the flowers, the animals, and they're all so beautiful, but they look nothing alike. And this is because it's not about looking one particular way, it's just about energy. Nature is beautiful because it's one of the purest forms of energy that we can see. So many people are living in a scarcity mindset when it comes to beauty, similarly to how they have a scarcity mindset with money. Just like so many people believe that having an abundance of money is only for the lucky, only for people who are born into it. They have the same scarcity perspective with beauty, and that's actually the reason that they don't have it. Beauty and wealth are really intertwined in this way because they're of the same essence. Nature is never without, nature is never lacking, nature is never penny-pinching, it always has what it needs. When you plant a seed, it multiplies and multiplies. Abundance is the very nature of nature. In the same way, beauty is the very nature of nature. But yet, people are operating with this scarcity mindset around beauty, thinking that some people are just born beautiful and others are just born ugly, and there's nothing that they can do about it. But this is such an illusion, it's crazy. The reason we have this untrue perception is because all of the beauty standards that society has pressed upon us all throughout the years have deluded us into thinking that beauty is just about looking one particular way and that's it. But beauty is expressed in human beings in so many different forms, so many different shapes, colors, so many different facial structures and vibes, and it's all so beautiful. This is something that really locked in for me a little over a week ago when I was at the airport. I was sitting in the airport for about 5 hours because my flight got majorly delayed. So while I was sitting in the airport for all that time, I saw hundreds of different women from all over the world, and they were all insanely beautiful, even though they all looked insanely different. So many different skin tones, so many different heights, so many different hair lengths and hair textures and hair colors. And not only that, but so many different styles, so many different wardrobes. And seeing all of this diversity all in one place just really struck me, and it really put me in awe. Because in that moment, I really realized that beauty is in abundance. Beauty is not limited to one form whatsoever. But yet, we have these beauty standards locked into our minds by the social conditioning that we were exposed to our whole lives. And usually, whenever something doesn't fit that standard of beauty, we label it as ugly. So this leads me into our first step of becoming more beautiful. If you want to actualize and enhance your own personal beauty, you need to stop criticizing and labeling the features of others and of yourself as ugly. When you think of something on yourself as ugly, and when you see others as ugly, you are engaging in a very low vibrational activity. This very act is what is going to siphon your beauty. I want you to get rid of the label of ugly in your vocabulary. I want you to only see others and yourself as either aligned or misaligned. When we label others or something about ourselves as ugly, we are choosing to see ugliness, and so we are infusing our inner worlds with more ugliness. So that is what we must project outwards if that is what we are saying with our energy. I'm talking about the way we see other people just as much as the way we see ourselves here. Because every relationship is simply a mirror into our own inner worlds. When we point out the ugliness in other people, which is what so many of us do silently in our own heads, we are really admitting that we feel ugly inside. When you see a woman who is truly glowing, who's truly beautiful in the deepest sense of the word, she's taking care of herself. She is not speaking badly about anyone else's appearance. If she sees someone who's overweight, who has bad skin, who has some kind of deformity, or maybe they just have really bad makeup or really bad hair, she's not talking negatively about them to other people, and she's not making those kinds of comments in her head either. She is blessing them. She's blessing the goodness inside of them because she understands that whatever flaw on them that the world deems ugly is less than 1% of the entire potential of that person. The women in this world who are the most beautiful, not in the sense of adhering to a beauty standard, but I'm talking about glowing, having a radiance, having this radiance that people can feel, not just see, but feel, because that is the essence of true beauty. They intentionally cultivate the gardens of their inner world. Because our bodies, our appearances, are merely oceans reflecting the skies of our minds. The truly beautiful woman cultivates a beautiful inner world, which means cultivating beautiful thoughts and feelings. Having overly critical, nasty thoughts and feelings towards others is only going to pull you down into a very low vibrational inner state. And no matter what kind of makeup, no matter what kind of outfit you wear, no matter how you do your hair, no matter how much into fitness you are, if you hold negative thoughts and feelings towards others, it is going to make you energetically unattractive. If you truly want to become more beautiful, you need to practice the art of noticing, the art of noticing beauty in the world and in yourself. And this is going to go counter to what most people say. People just want the workout routine, the makeup routine, the skincare routine, but so few people are actually willing to do the energetic work. Because people can feel your energy. Your energy sticks with people so much longer than the image of your face sticks with them. There are so many models, so many people in this world who may be pretty because they adhere to a certain standard, but they're not beautiful. Because they don't have the energy to match. So the way we make our energy, which is our foundation, beautiful, is by noticing the beauty that already exists in the world. Stop watching the news. Stop watching drama television. Stop having conversations about other people. Stop engaging with people who are nasty and bitter. And instead, start paying more attention to the beauty and the abundance in the world. Even if you live in a polluted city, you don't need to be complaining all the time. You can notice the beauty. You can notice the abundance because it is everywhere. Even if there is just one little flower on the sidewalk, you need to stop and say, "Wow, this is what I'm going to choose to notice." And when you do this, you're also going to begin to notice the beauty in every single person on this earth, even if they're considered unattractive, and you're going to do the same with yourself. Because all of us are just different expressions of the divine. We are here because the universe wanted to experience itself in physical form, physical matter. And so it fragmented into an infinite number of different forms. The only reason that certain things are unattractive is because at some point they fell out of alignment. So my next point is that you need to understand that any unattractiveness, and I mean real unattractiveness, not just superficial unattractiveness like a crooked nose. I'm talking about things like being overweight, having acne, having frizzy hair. All of these are just signals that you are not aligned to your highest truth in some way. Your body is in a state of dis-ease. All disease is simply that. Your physical, emotional, and mental bodies are in a state of dis-ease. They're misaligned. You're not at ease. You're not in balance. Being overweight, for example, is a sign that you have an emotional void because you're trying to simulate positive emotions with toxic food. Food that's overly processed and designed by manufacturers to give you this emotional high. And because you have an emotional void inside of you, you overeat. And this leads to you carrying excess weight on your body. But the root of the problem is not just overeating. You can do a diet to lose some short-term weight. But the root of the problem is emotional imbalance. Acne is normally caused by hormonal imbalances, which are directly tied to our internal state. When a person has high cortisol, They're going through lots of stress. They're not resting properly. It absolutely destroys their beauty. They break out, they gain belly fat, along with lots of other things that are considered unattractive. And this is no coincidence. When things are out of balance, out of alignment inside, they lose their beauty. They become unattractive because they've been tampered with negatively. That unattractiveness is just like a signal or a warning to the outside that something has gone awry from within. So I want you to consider everything that can be unattractive on your appearance as simply a form of disease. Even if there's no medical diagnosis, like with obesity or acne, it can simply be your lack of radiance, your lack of magnetism, because this is also a form of disease. We are meant to be radiant. We are meant to glow from the inside out. All of us, not just some of us, all of us. And your level of radiance, which is what beauty really is, depends on your level of inner harmony. It depends on how well you nurture and take care of yourself. When you are emotionally balanced, emotionally grounded, when you have love from within, you're not going to want to overeat on a bunch of unhealthy foods. You're going to naturally be more drawn to foods that are going to nurture you and clean you out and feed your beauty. When you are beautiful, when you're radiant, you have respect for yourself. You have respect for your body. And so you don't go eating a bunch of toxic processed foods that are going to make you feel heavy. Of course, you treat yourself once in a while. That's not the same thing. But it has to be in balance. You're going to be naturally inclined to have a fresh, more whole foods, less processed, nourishing diet. Because you know that that's what's going to make your body feel the best. And you know that you deserve to feel the best. We are naturally more attracted to bodies in a healthy weight range because it's a signal that they have balance from within, that they are emotionally aligned and properly nourished, that they're not overeating or undereating. Because undereating as well, so being too gaunt, you know, having that appearance of being too hollowed out, can be a sign that you're not open to receiving, that your mind is attuned to scarcity. And it's no wonder that you also become infertile at that stage. I'll be doing a whole episode about manifesting your dream body specifically through energetic alignment very soon, where I go deeper into this, but it's a very big part of what we're talking about today. So to become more beautiful, the most important thing that you can do is to come back into emotional alignment, emotional balance. You need to nurture yourself from within with beautiful thoughts, beautiful feelings. When it comes to the things on your body that you deem ugly or that the world deems ugly, you need to bless those aspects of yourself. You need to give them love. And this is not just some wishy-washy advice, this is powerful. When it comes to all the superficial things that are not truly ugly, but it's just something that doesn't fall into the beauty standard of whatever culture you're in, you're gonna learn to love them, you're gonna learn to stop seeing them as ugly. And once you begin to see the true beauty in those things, for example, if it's a crooked nose, having a crooked nose is deemed as ugly in most of the beauty standards in the Western world. Like in the West, everybody's searching for that tiny little petite little nose. But in Middle Eastern cultures, having a bigger nose as a woman is actually seen as extremely beautiful. If you have freckles and you're always made fun of for it, and you've learned to hate them and see them as ugly, understands that your freckles are a natural part of you and they are beautiful. If you have a birthmark, if you're really tall or really short, you have to learn to fall in love with your uniqueness. When you fully see yourself for everything that you are and you just fall in love with yourself, other people can't help but do the same. Because now your energy is saying that you're not afraid of criticism. You're not trying to hide from the world. You know that you are worthy. You know that you're beautiful. And people feel your energy before they even look at you. When it comes to the things about you that are just out of alignment, like having excess weight, being overweight, having bad skin, having acne, having frizzy hair, these things are naturally going to go away on their own when you nurture yourself. When you elevate your inner being, you're going to naturally become a mismatch to any kind of low vibrational experience. You're not going to want to overeat unprocessed foods. You're not going to want to stay in situations that elevate your cortisol. You're not going to want to be in a dirty, unclean environment that's clogging your pores and giving you breakouts. Your level of radiance, of inner nurturing, inner acceptance, inner alignment is what's going to determine your beauty. If you spend your life just trying to fit into a certain standard of beauty, you're going to lose yourself, you're going to lose your radiance, and you're just going to get even farther from it. Back when I had an ED, which I had for almost 8 years, starting from a really young age, I thought that just losing more and more weight was going to give me the beauty that I so deeply wanted. But I was feeling uglier and sadder because I'd wake up and immediately look in the mirror and just assess how much more weight do I have to lose. I would say, once I get to this weight, I'll finally be happy, I'll finally be pretty enough. But that weight just kept getting lower and lower and lower the more that I was losing. Because the reality was that I felt crappy about myself, and I also was not nurturing myself. Physically, emotionally, and mentally, I was not nourishing myself. I was feeding myself bad thoughts, bad emotions, and depriving myself of actual physical nutrition. And I'm gonna be real, I looked awful. Even though I might have been able to apply for Victoria's Secret at that time, I felt and I looked absolutely awful. I look at pictures of me from that time and I'm just like, oh my god, who is that girl? She's a shell of herself. And this was reflected in the way that people treated me as well. I was not in my magnetism. And I was not radiant, even though I was at my weight goal. Everyone can sense people's energy, even the people who don't consider themselves spiritual or psychic in any way. All of us have the ability to sense energy on some level. And when a person is heavily criticizing and hating themselves, when they're not being nourished from the inside out, when they're trying to hide from themselves and from the world, when they don't truly love and accept themselves, people can feel this energy no matter what they look like. So here is your formula to starting to become more beautiful, and you're going to implement this today. Number one, commit to maintaining thoughts and emotions that make you feel good. This is how you're going to raise your vibration, and beauty exists on a very high vibration. Feel your negative emotions when they come up, but you do not need to stay there, you do not need to identify with them. Start noticing more of the beauty and the divinity in the world, in others, and in yourself. And turn off your negative self-talk. Number two, tap into a mindset of abundance when it comes to beauty. Everyone can be beautiful. There is no one in the world who is simply ugly, and neither are you. Number three is nurture, love, and accept yourself. Get rid of your bad habits. If you smoke or vape or drink excessively, stop that. Start loving and nurturing your body from the inside out. Start treating yourself with the highest respect. You'll naturally start to eat healthier. You'll naturally have a better skincare routine because you love and respect yourself so much that you know that you deserve that. And that is how you become more beautiful using your frequency. It really is a game of energy, just like everything else in the world. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to leave me a rating letting me know. And stay tuned for future episodes where we dig deeper into the nuance of NIMH. Love you.